Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we've got a few minutes here. John McClain is going to join us at the John McClain's going to join us in the next segment. If you normally tune in at this time for John, 8:23 is when he's going to join us here.
Yeah, and I guess notably, like off the bat, it's not like he closed the door on there being a potential change at quarterback this week.
He did not.
Unless I misheard something.
Nope.
Because you just flat out asked, is there going to be a change? And he said they're always in evaluation mode. We talked about, you know, what's held Davis Mills back. He didn't really necessarily say specifically or exactly why, that Davis Mills has struggled in some ways, but he just acknowledged that he has struggled, and that it's the hardest position to play in sports, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I think one of the more noteworthy things was his answer to the culture questions about Kamu Grugier-Hill leaving, and I think the way I told him ahead of time, I said, if I'm framing this the wrong way, then you tell me. But Kamu Grugier-Hill wanting out, I think is what I said, and then Brandon Cooks getting sideways with Brandon Cooks. He made it clear, Nick did, and we'll have, if you missed it, we will either, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, or we'll repurpose, obviously, a lot of this audio here on this show and throughout the day here on the station, probably the next couple days. He made it clear a few times, like more than two or three times, that he feels like the departure of Kamu and whatever dissatisfaction Brandon Cooks had might have been mischaracterized in some of the reports.
Yeah, to which I followed up with that and said, okay, well, like Brandon Cooks clearly was disgruntled. It's just, and I think that Brandon Cooks, there wasn't necessarily a whole lot of detail reported on that one. But the most notable example we had was when Brandon Cooks himself said he didn't know what culture Nick Caserio wanted.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah. So like, and I think that, you know, what Nick said was, without speaking for Brandon Cooks, just that players want to win. And I do wonder, sometimes if Brandon Cooks really did feel like the Texans were going to win this year. That's on him. If he was shocked that the Texans weren't winning and that's why he was so angry, then that's on Brandon Cooks not like understanding or getting the NFL.
Yeah.
So who knows exactly what it was. Other than that, like if Brandon Cooks was simply upset with not winning, I feel like he shouldn't have signed that extension this offseason.
No, I agree. I thought it was funny, the answer to that one, because the lead-in to his answer to that one, he specifically said, you know, Sean and Seth, I think you guys do a great job, but kind of. I mean, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he did mix you and I in the media in, and I do wonder, like, you were very outspoken about your feelings about Kamu.
About Grugier-Hill.
That he quit, and then I was very outspoken. We're outspoken on both of them. I feel like you were really outspoken on Kamu. I felt like I lost my mind on Brandon Cooks a couple of times. So I wonder, you know, Nick listens in from time to time. I wonder if you heard some of that and thought, like, all right, well, maybe these guys don't have the whole story here. I don't know.
Yeah, like, who is, if, like, does an agent leak the story that Kamu Grugier-Hill asked to be released?
Yeah.
Or is it, Kamu Grugier-Hill went from starting to being benched to being off the team in the order of 2 weeks. So whatever was going on there, it wasn't good for Kamu Grugier. It wasn't good for a guy that had been pegged as like a team leader and somebody that was, somebody to look up to and emulate.
Do you seem okay? So the two rookies we did ask. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me think about that. When we were talking about the draft last year, remember Caserio? Nick talked about the guys in the linebacker room and how it was good for the young guys to be able to look at guys like, I think he mentioned, I can remember him mentioning like Neville Hewitt and Christian Kirksey. We'll have to go back and go through and see if he actually mentioned Kamu Grugier-Hill or not.
Do you even know when it was? That sounds like a needle in a haystack that we got to go find.
Well, no, there's transcripts and all that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. He said it not to us, but he said it in press conference.
He said it in a press conference.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
He was
talking with us.
About either that or on one of his coaches' shows.
Yeah.
But I think it was in the long press conference he does before or after the draft.
Yep.
He was mentioning the leadership in the linebacker room. And I can't remember. I remember thinking, like, wow, you almost – I remember – no, full disclosure, my memory sucks. But I feel like he mentioned Neville Hewitt. If he mentioned Neville Hewitt and not Kamu Grugier-Hill, then I feel that the character – we may have been mischaracterizing just how much they were pointing out Kamu Grugier-Hill as a leader.
Maybe. I don't feel like Damian Pierce's workload is getting reduced anytime soon.
Yeah.
I did not come away. I mean, he said they're monitoring it. You know, they're monitoring a lot of things with the rookies. He took that question where I said, are you concerned about the workload, and kind of extrapolated that into just all the resources they have from a physiological standpoint to track guys' performance and things like that. Eventually brought it back to Damian, but I don't get the sense that Damian Pierce's heavy workload is going to get reduced anytime soon.
I think that the Texans didn't want to win one game this season. It wasn't. I never felt like this was a tank where they wanted to go 0-17. And you know, now the coaches, like, that's not going to be a Lovie Smith deal or anything. That comes from management and ownership and everything. I never felt like they were in full bore tank mode. I really do think that they wanted to try to help create some kind of a competitive culture while also resetting the deck, getting some higher draft picks, but that the goal wasn't to be 1-15-1.
Right.
I had to do the basic math there for a second. I think there's some genuine disappointment there and maybe a little bit of, you know, reeling back over like, okay, how did we mess this up this bad? How is it this bad when we thought maybe we had some good veteran players to bring these younger guys up?
Yeah, I mean, they've got 7 games left. And if you ask me, like, other than the Cleveland game, which I really want them to win badly for both Deshaun reasons and draft reasons, I look at the rest of the games on this schedule. And if you ask me, like, okay, would you rather see Kenyon Green start to show the capability of just being a solid NFL guard? Forget about Pro Bowl. Forget about him being Quentin Nelson. Would you rather see 7 games of Kenyon Green showing he can be solid, or they beat the Cowboys? I would say they can lose to the Cowboys. They need Kenyon Green to turn into a player more for the long term. See, so that's where maybe the immediate gratification thing that I was accused of a little bit earlier, that I'm showing actually some signs of growth, is that I'd rather see Derek Stingley, you know, go with some press man coverage for 4 or 5 games and show he can be a capable corner, then they beat Kansas City in week 15. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about that. Like, if you're asking me, like, the last 7 games, what games do you want to see them win the last 7 games of the year? Cleveland? And then, yeah, I don't really care because I need to see these young players develop.
The tough thing, too, is, and this is where I would love to see them use Derek Stingley more aggressively. I also, though, too, like, I find it ironic that a lot of people are complaining about Lovie Smith in his cover 2 defense, when the large trend in the league right now is to call all these defensive coordinators who are playing a bunch of cover 2 advanced defensive geniuses. So, like, that's like everything swings back and forth in the NFL. And all of a sudden, Brandon Staley, did you see what he did? He played cover 2. He must be brilliant. But that old stupid Lovie Smith playing that cover 2.
Oh, all right. We got to get to Max Picks here as we roll on,
everybody.
on a Wednesday. We usually do it on Fridays, but with the football weekend coming up, I'm going to be out on Friday. So Mattress Mac, kind enough to join us now. And Mattress Mac, of course, founder and owner of Gallery Furniture, Jim McInville. He joins us each and every week to give us 3 college football picks, 2-1 last week. And now, Mac, you are looking to sweep the board.
Sean, I'm going 3-0 this week. I'm feeling it in my bones. I feel it like I felt the Houston Astros winning that World Series.
I love it. We got those good vibes going. All right, let's get right to it then, Mac. Your Texas Longhorns are hosting the Baylor Bears. This is a Friday game, so we got a little Friday morning action. Longhorns favored by 8.5. Who do you got?
I'm taking Longhorns to win, Baylor to win with the points.
All right, there you go. So Longhorns win straight up. Baylor covers the 8.5. Mac, then on Saturday, the Aggies trying to get on a winning track here to close out the season, hosting a pretty solid LSU team. LSU a 9.5-point favorite at Kyle Field.
LSU to win, Aggies to cover.
There you go. All right, another underdog covering but losing. LSU wins, Aggies cover. And last one, Mac, the Cougs. You called it last week. You said Cougs are back on the right track, and they smoked East Carolina. Now they're hosting Tulsa at home. 12.5-point favorites for the Cougs. Who do you got?
A shocking win last week for the Cougs. Good job, Cougs. Cougs are rolling. To give the 9.5, they're going to roll over Tulsa Hurricane.
All right, there you go. The Cougs to destroy Tulsa on Saturday night. Mac, I know Thanksgiving weekend is a big weekend for a lot of people shopping, and furniture and mattresses are certainly part of that. What do you got going on at Gallery Furniture?
Got lots of specials on the Thanksgiving Super Sale going on right now. It's at 10 o'clock today, tomorrow. Closed Thanksgiving, open all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Plus, right now, for a very limited time, the most popular offer ever. Buy a mattress, $3,000 plus, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Stearns & Foster. If the Astros won it all in 23, like we just got through doing in 2022, you get 200% of your mattress money back. That's the deal of a lifetime. It ends in a very few days. Come on out, buy a mattress, get 200% of your money back if the Astros win in 2023. Go Astros!
There you go. That's a great mattress, Mac. Looking to go 3-0 this weekend and keep that winning train moving. Mac, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you, Sean. Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Always great to be on the station. Have a good day.
All right, Mattress Mac joining us for Max Picks. He went 2-1 last week, so looking to sweep the board this week as we get you ready for Texans and Dolphins on Sunday afternoon. Texans Countdown gets going at 9. It's presented by Modelo. Kickoff is at noon, and Texans postgame starts as soon as the clock hits zeros. So that'll be on Sunday. Got to get through Thanksgiving first. A lot of football this weekend, and we'll continue to talk about it here as we roll on throughout the afternoon. We'll listen back to some of the things that Nick Caserio had to say to Seth and myself. We just finished up with him. He hung around for over a half hour with us again. Very generous with his time, so we always appreciate that. John McClain, the general, the Hall of Famer, kind enough to push his appearance with us back a segment, so we will get on the horn with John McClain. I know he was listening in on what Nick Caserio had to say, and we still are waiting for smoke from NRG Stadium about a quarterback change. We asked Nick about that as well, so we'll get to all that. John McClain joins us next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Happy early Thanksgiving to everybody. We just finished up with Nick Caserio, Texans GM. We went about 35 minutes with him. You can listen to that on the app on the Rewind feature. You can listen to it on our podcast. The Payne and Pendergast podcast is blowing up. It's doing good. But be one of the subscribers. Be one of the many. We appreciate you. Speaking of podcasts, my co-host on my other podcast is John McClain, the Utopia Football podcast. He's a Hall of Famer. Not sure if you've heard of him, but John McClain, he's our senior Texans columnist at SportsRadio610.com and GallerySports.com, and he joins us right now. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. And speaking of Thanksgiving, while you guys are sleeping in the morning, I will be on Sports Radio 610 with Brandon Scott for 5 hours from 6 to 11. And I've never done more than 4 hours, which is rare. I've subbed a couple of times, but we're going to do five going right up to the start of the NFL games. And it's the best slate of NFL games that I can remember top to bottom. And so I can't wait. And I'm looking forward to being on with Brandon. And anyway, you guys did a good job with Caserio.
Oh, thank you, John. What jumped out at you in that interview?
Well, one thing, I've said this before, Kamu Grugier-Hill was cut because he wasn't playing well. He continued to make the same mistakes. Some national guy put out there that he asked for his release, which came to me would be given by an agent who didn't want to admit the guy got cut for the reasons he got cut. And then listening to Nick talk about that, I wanted to say, okay, Nick, explain it to us, because he's talking about inaccurate reporting. Well, that was the inaccurate reporting on Grugier-Hill, and he just was cut because last year he made plays and did well, and this year he was bad.
Yeah, no, he was. John, we're waiting on news for the quarterback position here with the Texans, Davis Mills. We asked Nick right out of the shoot, do you anticipate a change at quarterback? Did anything he say there move you one way or the other as to what you think is going to happen? And what do you think is going to happen with this?
Well, they should bench Davis Mills. I've been saying that for the last 3 weeks because he's been terrible. And I think a big part of that's Pep Hamilton. And I would start Kyle Allen against the Dolphins. And then I would give Pep Hamilton another game to call plays and run this offense. And if it continues to be so bad, I'd give the play calling to somebody else, maybe Ben McDaniels, passing game coordinator and receivers coach. But this is the worst offense I can remember seeing since I've been covering football in Houston. And it's been terrible. And Mills is I think I wrote this in my observations of SportsRadio610.com, which is up posted now, that he's gone so far backward, he's fallen off a cliff, and he has. And the only difference is he's got a running game he didn't have last year, and he's got Pep Hamilton as his offensive coordinator calling the plays, and both of them have been bad. And in listening to Lovie Smith tap dance on it and Caserio tap dance on it, it makes me think there's a good chance Kyle Allen's going to play in this game. The key is, will Lovie tell the media today, or will he try to keep it a secret all the way up to game time?
Yeah, that's where we talked about that earlier, where the likelihood of keeping it a secret all the way to game time is not very good. But if you try to keep it secret just to not give the Dolphins that advantage, what's the over-under on day of the week that it would end up leaking? Like, could they keep it a secret until Friday, even before it leaked?
Well, in the whole scheme of things, the Texans are way down at the bottom as bottom feeders when it comes to information, because people just don't care nationally.
I mean, as far as the media, reporting stuff about them?
Right. And so I think this, once he takes – if he is elevated, he'll be taking first-team snaps today. The players will know it. They'll tell their agents, and then their agents will leak it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, John. Just what effect do you think Kyle Allen has, I guess, from a standpoint of being able to evaluate other players? Like, what's the benefit of putting Kyle Allen in there right now, other than he's not Davis Mills?
Just to make a change, because that offense is so pathetic. You know, it's pathetic. I don't know how else to, anybody that watched it has watched it. The bad halves, to be unable to put four good quarters together. Now, we know the team's bad. We know the team was going to be bad. But I picked them to go 6-11. And right now, I don't know if they can beat anybody, maybe Jacksonville here. And there's the question is, will Lovie Smith get fired? I can't imagine they bring Pep Hamilton back with a first overall pick at quarterback coming into this system. I think if Lovie's back, he's going to have a new defensive coordinator from outside the organization. But if they keep playing the way they did against Washington, I think they'll clean house. And I'm eager to see if, you know, some of the throws, the pressure, when you get beat, there's nothing the quarterback can do about that when it's so bad like it was with Jonathan Allen and Kenyon Green. But maybe some of the throws that Mills missed, throwing it too low, throwing it too high, throwing it behind him, maybe Kyle Allen be a little more accurate, because Mills was hitting those throws down the stretch last season, but he's not hitting them this year for whatever reason. And I think, you know, I'm sure he wants to play, but when he's over on the sideline, it would be a relief, as it was last year when he got beat up as a rookie and they put Tyrod Taylor back in. And I think at this point, there's no way Davis Mills is going to be a starting quarterback next year unless they want to put him in the first couple of games and then bring the rookie in. Not many rookies start from the get-go anymore, especially if you got a bad team. But Texans have more talent on offense than they do on defense. There's still some things they need. And one of the first things, they need a center, and then they're going to need a tight end. They need a big play receiver, but the bigger needs are going to be on defense starting up front.
What do you think, like a team like the Jets, who could, you know, use a different quarterback than the guy they drafted really high just a couple of years ago? What do you think their strategy is this offseason? Do they go after a Derek Carr?
I think this, when you draft a quarterback that high, second overall, and he flashes a little bit as a rookie, and then he's really bad this year, is it him? Is it the coaching? Is it the system? Did they change anything? I think when a quarterback gets drafted that high, he gets at least 3 years. And then it sets a team back. Like, if Nick Caserio doesn't make the right pick in this draft, it'll ultimately cost him his job. Mm-hmm. And if they don't make the right pick, that'll set him back another 3 or 4 years. And I think with the Jets, they got it going on defense. They had a good running game. They lost Breece Hall. That was a terrible loss for them. But my God, Zach Wilson has been awful. He's got good enough receivers. And then he did not handle that post game well Sunday when he said he didn't let the team down. When a quarterback, and you know this, Seth, you always want the quarterback to take the blame, even if he doesn't deserve it, and let everybody else off the hook. That's why he's the quarterback. That's part of it. I use this, I think, maybe with Sean on our Utopia podcast. I used to see Warren Moon have interceptions bounce off the receiver's hands, hit him in the chest, and he always took the blame for him. He didn't want those guys to get any more criticism than they always were. And Zach Wilson didn't handle that well. And I'm hoping behind the scenes, if you're a Jets fan, you hope that Wilson handled it a whole lot better than he did publicly.
I was just thinking about this when you guys were talking about Zach Wilson there. You know, you get to thinking about this 2021 rookie class of quarterbacks. What if Jimmy Garoppolo wins a Super Bowl in San Francisco, and then they bring him back, they re-sign him because now he's a Super Bowl champion, and Trey Lance all of a sudden is up on the block? I wonder what Nick Caserio's scouting report was on Trey Lance. Trading like a third rounder or a second rounder for Trey Lance, could that be a quarterback solution?
Anything's possible, but I would imagine he's going to draft one, because when Trey Lance has played, he didn't like light it up. He beat the Texans last year, but they were in it in the fourth quarter before the 49ers pulled away. And he just, you know, we saw him in his start in preseason. and the Texans, he didn't look good against the Texans. And so they went back to Jimmy G. Jimmy G's unrestricted. And
yeah,
you talk about Mac trying to maximize his opportunities financially. He's doing that. You know, after everything the 49ers put him through, would he want to go back there if they wanted him, or would he say, screw you and go somewhere else?
Well, and which, by the way, he negotiated a no franchise tag clause in that contract too. So,
right, he's an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, this is what. How just strange is the saga of the 49ers, and it's like the perfect illustration for how I don't think anybody knows anything about NFL quarterbacks anymore. John Lynch traded a boatload to get Jimmy Garoppolo, ended up giving up on Jimmy Garoppolo and trading for Trey Lance. They find themselves back with Jimmy Garoppolo and ultimately might end up losing a guy that they actually really want in Jimmy Garoppolo at the end of the year. And I still don't want to be the team that takes Jimmy Garoppolo because he gets injured too much.
Yeah, and he could still get injured this year. And I've said this for decades, and I'll still say it. When player has the best year of his career and stays healthy in a contract year, if he's had issues before and injury issues, I'm always very suspect. Kyle Shanahan, who has it in his contract, he has final say on all decisions, fell in love with Trey Lance, gave up 3 ones, got one back, so ultimately it cost him 2 ones. And maybe next year, if Garoppolo plays well and leaves, he is really on the block, because everything will hinge on Lance's development in his third season. And if he doesn't do well in a third season, I don't know if you can be stubborn enough to try to make it 4. But, boy, Shanahan saw so much in him that others didn't, enough to trade what he traded up to get him. And everybody says Garoppolo's a great guy. Good for him. Good for him playing well. 49ers, they're as good as any team in the NFC. Any team could win the NFC. And it's fun to watch them and Garoppolo stick it up there, you know what, with his performance after they didn't want him. Didn't even have him on the same practice field for a long time because they didn't want him getting hurt because they wanted to trade him.
You know, John, when I was reading a piece about Jim Crane and what he's going to be looking for in GM candidates, and there was an executive that said, well, you know, Jeff Luhnow had sued the Astros, and most teams don't like bringing back players who have sued – they're bringing back people who have sued them. And there's multiple other reasons, including Jeff Luhnow saying he didn't want to be a GM again. But in the Texans scenario, I think where that's relevant, and I'm curious to get your take on this, is that D'Amico Ryans did sue the Texans a few years back for unsafe working conditions because of the field conditions. Do you think that would factor in at all into a head coaching search if D'Amico Ryans was potentially a candidate or would be ruled out as a candidate?
Absolutely not. The McNairs would not let something like that stand in the way. And that was suing the Texans, but I don't know how that came out. You know, Caserio will hire the coach, and the McNairs will sign off on it. But if they did want to hire D'Amico, and I'm guessing they're not going to hire a second consecutive defensive coach when the time comes, but if they did, that would not be any issue at all.
John McClain, the Hall of Famer. John, what do you got going on your various platforms?
I am writing a column about the Texans for Gallery Sports, and I'm going to use a couple things Caserio said with you guys. And thanks for getting that interview. And I've got my observations up about quarterback change, Lovie Smith, Pep Hamilton on SportsRadio610.com. And I know you guys will be up at 6 as always, turning on 610 in the morning so you can hear Brandon Scott and me for 5 hours.
John, I know you're joking about that, but I can say, as somebody who's done morning radio for 3.5 years now, that like it's really hard to not wake up at 4:30 in the morning on a weekday, even when you have the day off. Like you're just it's going to take a lot of alcohol to keep me passed out at 6 a.m.
I haven't slept past like 5:45 in maybe 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely.
I would guess maybe there was one or two off, but yeah.
Well, when you guys are drinking your coffee, you know where you can turn to get the best sports information, and that's from Brandon Scott on Sports Radio 610. Thank you, guys. happy Thanksgiving to you and your families and everyone who's listening.
John, I'll talk to you in a few hours when we record our next episode of the Utopia podcast.
Sounds good, Sean. Thank you.
Thanks, John. I love that. I love we're live and local tomorrow morning for 5 hours with Brandon Scott and John McClain. That's fun. It is Texans Mailbag Day on the Utopia Football Podcast. John and I recorded it yesterday. It dropped this morning. Lots of Lovie Smith questions, lots of Davis Mills questions, whole lot of stuff on the Utopia Football Podcast Mailbag episode, and we'll have a preview of the Dolphins game and just the week 12 slate in general dropping tomorrow, Thanksgiving morning. It's me and John McClain on the Utopia Football Podcast. That's H-O-U-topia on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We asked Nick Caserio, will there be a change of quarterback for the Texans? We just asked him this an hour ago. We'll have his answer for you next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Let's hear from Nick Caserio. We asked Nick Caserio earlier this morning, will there be a change at quarterback for the Houston Texans?
I think each week everything is kind of fluid. Take the information from the game and then just try to go through and then just meet collectively as a staff. And ultimately do what we feel is in the best interest of the team. If we feel that there's merit making some type of change, then we'll go ahead and do it. If we don't, then you know we'll go ahead and continue moving forward. I'd say just overall as a team, I think just collectively, I mean, this is related, but big picture, I think everybody, we all need to be better, and I think that starts with myself. I mean, ultimately, we all have to take responsibility and be accountable for where we are. We've earned where we are, which is not very good. It's not good enough. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of things in front of us. I think, you know, one change isn't necessarily going to be the ultimate elixir, but I think we just have to be honest with ourselves, make a true assessment about where we are, and then try to make a decision. And each day try to make the right decision and good decisions for the team and ultimately put ourselves in the position on Sunday where we can go out there and execute and, you know, play good football, which I'd say at times we've been able to do that. We just haven't been able to do it on a consistent enough basis. And ultimately that's why we're in the position that we're in. So if there's something that we feel merits consideration of doing differently, then we'll go ahead and do it.
He mentioned the follow-up to that was just an assessment of Davis Mills, and it was a fairly long answer, which we just haven't had the chance to chop up yet. But he mentioned, this is where I think a change might be coming, Seth, the quarterback. He mentioned multiple times in his assessment of Davis the pick six.
Yeah.
And you know, handing the other team points. And those are the things, it's like fumbles for running backs. Like, those are the things that get you benched, the inexcusable things.
Yeah, there's just such a combination of things on that. I think that, you know, the him on that pick six itself, Davis Mills broadcasting where he's going with the ball, which has been an issue, underthrowing it on a throw that just had to be between the sideline and the receiver on that late with it. But then also, I think the defensive back, if you look at that, they had a single high safety there. There wasn't a spot where that defensive back should have been taking a gamble on jumping that route. He flat out knew that there wasn't going to be a double move there, that that ball had to come out quickly, and that, like, Davis Mills has done this before, and he was going to throw that ball. That's when things start to really, I think as a coaching staff and as a general manager, you start to feel like, okay, that wasn't a random pick six. That's something that's going to start happening more and more, because we're at a point now in the season where there's a, over a half season's worth of film on Davis Mills and tendencies, not just play calling tendencies, but Davis Mills tendencies that teams are figuring it out. And we're about to face four really good quarterbacks on the other side of the ball that could make it look really, really bad if we go out there. And, like, the Texans are going to lose those games most likely anyway. Without being pessimistic about it or anything, I mean, how much are the Dolphins favored by right now?
11.5.
11.5 points right now, which
doesn't feel like
low.
Doesn't feel like enough. I'm just going to say, doesn't feel like enough. Yeah.
The Dolphins have a good run defense, by the way. So
yeah, like they do.
The one good thing that the Texans can do.
They're ninth in rush DVOA on defense right now.
Yeah. And part of that, and I think that some of that is could be even better if they hadn't had such healthy leads at various times. Like Nick Chubb ended up rushing for more yards because of kind of garbage production a couple weeks ago than and I think there are a lot of situations like that. So, yeah, I think there's a feel that's based on substantive things that this might have really been a bad moment for Davis Mills that portends more doom to come, and it's time to make a change.
Well, we asked, the follow-up question was for Nick to give an assessment of Davis Mills. You asked him, Seth, you know, you brought up he's looks like he's regressed since the final five games of last year. One of the very first things Nick Caserio brought up is the job of the quarterback. This is where I feel like this was a tell that it's going to be Kyle Allen this weekend. Take a listen.
You have to look at everything in totality. You know, there's been opportunities where we've been able to do some things offensively, and I think Davis would admit this as well. I mean, he's done some things that have been decent. There's other things, you know, quite frankly, he hasn't done as well. So the most important quality that a quarterback has to take care of or do is take care of the football.
Bingo. And that's good enough right there. He leads the league in interceptions. He's getting replaced.
He leads the league in interceptions and yet also seems to be too cautious sometimes.
Yes.
And that's where, like, the very thing that's leading to the interceptions is his undue caution, because he's a beat late throwing the football sometimes.
Dude, imagine if he were a gunslinger, how many interceptions he'd be throwing.
It's basically the guy who gets shot down a lot because he's not confident in talking to the girl.
That's right.
You're like, I'm gonna talk to you. Oh boy, that's not gonna happen.
That's kind of what he is.
Would you like to? He's back there holding the ball. He's like, would you like? Are your arms tired because you look like an angel who flew in? I don't know how these lines work. Are your legs tired because you've been running through my
heart?
Yeah.
So that was as you and I were breaking down Nick's first answer about replacing Davis. It dawned on me, like, oh yeah, he brought up the fact that the very first job of the quarterback is to protect the football. How is Davis doing? And let's see here. And 11 interceptions. He leads the league. Nick also brought up turnover margin. When I asked him towards the, I think it was the last question where I asked, like, how close are you guys to being one of those teams that could be, you know, a play here or a play there away? Because they're not that right now. He knows that.
Right.
They're not a play here or a play there. They're a bad football team. He brought up turnover margin. Like, that's the one thing that's been hammered home since Nick got here, whether it was through Cully as the mouthpiece last year or Lovey. And I think Lovey, philosophically, that's how Lovey feels, because he's always been a defensive coach who strived to get a ton of turnovers. Davis Mills' inability to not only protect the football, but in the case of the Washington game, hand 7 points to the opposition on the second play of the game.
Yeah. And I'll go back to, in this question of whether it's Lovie Smith's attitude or Pep Hamilton's attitude that's leading to Davis Mills playing too conservatively, I just go back to a couple things. One is, I've told you guys before, Pep Hamilton coached Justin Herbert. He coached Andrew Luck. And I'm not sold on Pep Hamilton as an offensive coordinator, but I also don't think he's driven guys like that to be overly conservative. The other is, on some of these reads, it's not a question of whether it's a conservative approach or an aggressive approach. It's he's not throwing the ball that he should. Like, he's just like, it's okay. throwing to a wide open Brandon Cooks is not an aggressive move. That's not like, that's just making the right read on something. But like him, I don't care what the coach is telling you. And I talked about it with Clint yesterday when I was on with him in the afternoon. He said, you know, every quarterback's coach is going to constantly talk and harp on not turning the ball over and being careful about this. And I think Clint thinks, I might have read it wrong, but I think Clint thinks there might be more to it, that it's Pep Hamilton or Lovie Smith that's to blame there. I just see a guy in Davis Mills who right now, it doesn't mean it couldn't change on in the future somewhere, but who right now is just way too nervous about making mistakes, and he might just actually be wired that way. Because like most good quarterbacks, the coach is hammering them to be careful with the turnovers because the quarterback himself is too aggressive. Like the quarterback, because the quarterback's the one pushing the envelope. You know, the quarterback's the one saying, "Oh no, coach, I can do that. I can make that throw. I got this, chief." And that's not the case with Davis Mills.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday, heading into the final hour before the holiday weekend here. We'll get back to Nick Caserio in the 9 o'clock hour because I do want to revisit what he had to say about Brandon Cooks and Kamu Grugier-Hill. But it's Wednesday. I'm not going to be here on Friday, so I feel like I needed to do this segment with Seth. Seth will be here on Friday. You and Johnny Harris on Friday, Seth. But Five Reasons I Hate You is a Payne and Pendergast staple. So I want to do that today for the Miami Dolphins. Five Reasons I Hate You.
I'm going to let John Harris do Five Reasons He Hates Sean Friday. That'll be
we did radio for a long time together. He could probably easily come up with five, I would imagine. As could you.
I'm going to ruin your vacation by doing that in the last segment. And you'll know that it's going to be all in good fun. And yet there's still going to be a party that's like, it's going to be enough a little anxiety that you're like, all right, I guess I better listen.
I think you and I have hosted together about the same amount of time that Johnny and I did together.
Yeah.
Like 3 years and change. You should just for 4 hours just like – have it be one gigantic therapy session about what a jerk I am to do radio with.
Get to dish together. Feel like if my wife was going to go have lunch with my ex-girlfriend or something.
Exactly.
Just make fun of my weaknesses.
Five Reasons I Hate You, Miami Dolphins edition is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.